Well, you probably don't think Cajun when you're thinking about the traditional Northwest menu. I'm guessing gumbo and jambalaya do not come to mind. But that could change if the invasive red swamp crayfish has its way. The crayfish, also known as the crawdad down on the Gulf Coast, or the crawfish, it's native to the southeastern United States. But over the past decade, this fiery clawed and delicious crustacean has moved in on Northwest lakes. KUOW's Ashley Ahern reports for our EarthFix project.
About 20 miles east of Seattle, you'll find Pine Lake. It's a small body of water, only about 40 feet deep, and lined with well-kept homes. Yellow labs patrol green lawns and sunny docks. Bass and trout fishermen share the water with laughing kids on paddleboards. But beneath the surface, down in the depths of Pine Lake... Okay, no sharks here, but there's a new creature on the block with really big claws.
This is called the red swamp crayfish.
Julian Olden sits in a canoe on Pine Lake. He pulls a flailing red crustacean out of a trap and holds it gingerly as it waves its claws around.
They pinch you, they hang on for a little while.
This spoken from experience?
Yeah, you have to convince them to let go, so... But you can grab them right under their arms like that.
Olden is a freshwater ecologist with the University of Washington. Over the past several years, he's been setting traps around this lake to monitor the advance of these aggressive intruders. He puts the red crayfish down, and it scuttles around the bottom of the canoe, dangerously close to his bare toes.
You know, it's about 4 or 5 inches total that you're looking at there. So that's about what you'd expect to see.
Olden says these intruders could be changing the native ecosystem. The red swamp crayfish eat tadpoles, bass, and trout eggs. They also munch through the plants that line the bottoms of lakes like this one.
And by basically being an underwater lawnmower and taking those out, they're removing the home and the cover for a lot of those native fish.
You might call Pine Lake ground zero for the red swamp crayfish invasion. A biologist discovered them here in 2000. They've since shown up in 9 other lakes in Washington. Wildlife managers have also reported them in a few places in Idaho and the Willamette River.
So we're just going to head right down to this little bay.
This wasn't natural colonization. In at least one instance, these crayfish were intentionally released after being used for research or as classroom pets. But on this lake anyway, the red swamp crayfish have been met with some local opposition. Olden pulls up another trap and out plops a member of the hometown team, a signal crayfish.
Take a look at the blue color on that. It's just amazing. So these are like olive brown on the top of them, and then you flip them over, and they'll have often this blue tinge and then a red on the underside of their claws. Just absolutely gorgeous color.
Signal crayfish have lived in this region for the past 10,000 years or so. But Olden's research has found that at Pine Lake, anyway, they've been overtaken by the red swamp crayfish. The blue-shelled locals don't breed as often as their crimson competition, and when they do, they don't produce as many offspring. They also prefer cooler temperatures, so in the future, things may not look good for them. But for now, anyway, they're getting some help in the fight.
Hey, Renee, how are you?
Good.
Renee Henderson and her daughter Solana are among 40 or so homeowners on Pine Lake who are working with Julian Olden to trap the invasive crayfish. At 8 years old, Solana is one of the lead trappers. She crouches down on the dock and hugs her knees as she talks to us.
You were just telling me about the big whopper of a crawfish you caught?
Yeah.
How big was it?
It was 69.
69 millimeters long?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many you've caught?
I pretty much don't know because we've caught a lot. And so that's all.
If you were going to estimate, would you say like 100 or would you say 200 or maybe like 20?
I would say 48.
Yeah, we've done a lot of Googling recipes for crawfish pie, crawfish boil.
There you go.
So, yeah. So, it's been good for her and just learning about the environment and how to protect it because she's obviously into science.
All the participants in Olden's study keep data sheets tallying up how many crayfish they catch and what the breakdown is between red swamp crayfish and the native signal crayfish. So far this year, Pine Lake residents have trapped and removed around 500 red swamp crayfish. Olden says some years they'll catch upwards of 800 of them.
You know, on days like this, when you see all of these people with traps in the water, you're actually pretty inspired in knowing that, hey, we might have a chance. Not to remove them. Eradicating them is pretty much impossible. But controlling them to no low enough level where their impacts will be minimized, that's what we hope will happen over the next couple years.
Olden also hopes that this model of local engagement can be replicated in other lakes where the invasive red swamp crayfish has staked its claim. I'm Ashley Ahern on Pine Lake.